This is Daniel Dickinson from UN News. Burkina Faso, Mali and Niger are facing a toxic combination of escalating violence, displacement, hunger, poverty and climate change, which has driven the whole central Sahel region to the cusp of disaster. That's according to World Food Programme spokesperson Marwa Awad, who was in Burkina Faso just a few days ago. Already this year, civilian deaths there are four times the level they were for the whole of 2018, and close to 500,000 people have been displaced. She spoke to UN News' Matt Wells.
The central Sahel, which includes Burkina Faso, where I was last week, Mali and Niger, at the moment is on the cusp of disaster because the three countries are facing a toxic combination of rapidly escalating violence due to armed conflict, which is leading to population displacement, hunger, and widespread poverty. And on top of that, there is the effects and impact of climate change. So these three factors are turning Burkina Faso into a potentially chaotic situation for the humanitarian community that's on the ground at the moment. And of course, there are side effects or there's byproducts of a country as large as Burkina Faso descending further into lawlessness due to the insecurity. And this will undoubtedly affect the countries around it and even possible human trafficking because the Sahel region is a route to migration, those who are trying to migrate to Europe. So we are looking at a very potentially disastrous situation or a ticking bomb. And that's why the World Food Programme very recently has declared the Sahel region, those three countries, we declared it a level three emergency, which means the countries are struggling to survive and conditions are deteriorating massively and at a very dramatic pace.
Just give us an example of what you saw yourself in terms of how desperate conditions are facing civilians, most of whom, of course, are farmers.
Yes. So during our visit there, we were able to travel outside of Ouagadougou. So we had access to about 5 kilometers north of the capital. And there were a series of camps which we visited one after the other to meet with the newly displaced families. The families are completely bewildered. They are really unaware of the magnitude of what they're in. It did strike me to be a very different environment from where I worked previously. I was in Syria, and people were able to grasp what was happening to them, of course, because the crisis was that long, way longer. Whereas in Burkina Faso, I got the sense that the people are not used to this, and they're just unable to grasp the situation, the whole crisis that's unfolding, which is of armed groups trying to take over the Sahel region through violence and radicalization of young people. So the families that I met told me that a standard story, which is that their village was burned and raided. Some of the people in the village lost loved ones who were shot at point blank or while shopping in the market trying to buy produce. This had led the entire village to evacuate, to leave, to run away. And they've walked for hundreds of miles from this very dry area in the Sahel southward to where the camps have been set up, where the World Food Programme and other agencies are providing emergency assistance. The journey is extremely tiring and exhausting, that people, once they arrive with nothing but literally what they're wearing and the babies they're carrying and maybe just like, very simple belongings, all they can think of is food and water, just the basic needs that you require to survive. And so this was one of their main concerns is that will the food that we're receiving finish? Can you make sure that you keep providing us with this assistance? We want this shelter. We cannot live without it. We don't want to get displaced again. So what I saw also was there was this communal support from the host communities in this area called Kaya, which is a city an hour and a half north of Ouagadougou. The neighbors have sort of absorbed many of the IDPs, and of course they're supporting them. They're spending their resources on them. So it's not really a sustainable situation. Five children showed severe signs of malnutrition. And I noticed also that this could be potentially from waterborne diseases, because some families were living under the shade of trees in the wild, and they were drinking water from wells just in out in the open, and the water looked dirty and murky, and that's the kind of water that people were using to cook with. So you can imagine how the effects of that on the health of young children, many of whom that I saw were clearly malnourished.
So what's WFP doing to try and sort of halt this vicious cycle that's been perpetrated by violence, extremist violence and intercommunal violence, combined with climate change and the effects of having to just take off and leave their land?
Since the start of 2019, WFP and our partners, we've been able to reach 2.6 million people with food assistance. That is the emergency food assistance. So we know that people get displaced, they're on the move, they've lost everything. So we access them through our various field offices and logistically we have distribution points and we provide that, but also through the resilience programming, which we ran before the crisis. We had school meals for children to give their parents an incentive to send them and keep them in school. It was very popular because in a country where the poverty rate is high, parents really liked the idea that their child will get a meal. And so they would send the child every day to class. And of course, you know, the child would eat and learn. So we are keeping it running, but we've turned it into an emergency school meals program because not all the schools are open, unfortunately. Many of the schools were used in the past few months as shelters. And we're also running a program of livelihoods activities that are targeting farmers and small and medium-sized farmers, helping them to grow their own food. Of course, climate change is a big problem in Burkina Faso, and I've seen this. I've witnessed it just looking at the number of arid land or land that had, you know, the soil had dried up so much that people have either lost their crops or were unable to plant or grow anything. So climate change is a disruptor in the Sahel, and it has it's changing the weather patterns, and this is causing a disruption in that delicate balance that was struck in the past between farmers and pastoralists, who in the past were using or sharing resources such as water and grazing land. Now there is fierce competition. So each side is fighting over, the farmlands that are no longer in abundance, also partly because of the violence and people being driven away from their land. So it's a very complicated mix, and this is why we want global attention for Burkina. It's a very big crisis that's looming. It already started, but normally this region doesn't get a lot of attention, and this is why the World Food Program is setting the alarm to say donors and governments have to have a structural approach to the Sahel area. It's not just a military intervention here or there. It has to be matched with steady development work and humanitarian assistance.